ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We're your non-professional advice givers. My name is Sash.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And together, we are the brothers and sister you wish you had but never got. Every
Did
week.
Did you lose your script there for a second?
Well, I didn't have the script. I just forgot what came next.
Well, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
We're still getting used to it.
We're still getting used to it after our month
3 years in.
Yeah. No, it's not 3 years in. We started it at the start of this year. That was when we started it.
Oh, the brothers and sisters thing. Yeah, that's right. Cool.
Hey, you know, after we had our last episode, which is our first episode back from after we had a month off, and we were talking about what we've been doing for the last month, and obviously, Sasha, you you went overseas. Frankly, got a beautiful haircut.
Mm. Oh, thank you very much.
And I didn't really have much to report on, but I remembered through the week, only because I went there today, a new bloody supermarket opened down the road from me.
That is the most exciting thing people of a certain age.
LA, go rescue Jax from himself. Please.
No, okay.
He needs friends.
If you live in LA or you're from America, you would know. So it's an Air One, which is like a super duper fancy supermarket. And it's just opened down the road. And I popped in there because I was like, oh my God, an Air One. We've got one near us. Like we don't, you know, because I've gone in the past. Well, I went once in the past. It was on the other side of town and we happened to be there. And I was like, I walked in. I was like, this looks way too expensive to me. And I walked the fuck out of there. But now it's just down the road. So we wandered down and it's really expensive in there, but it's very nice.
Did you buy anything?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I thought, all right, let's just buy a couple of things. There's some nice bacon. Which was like Australian style bacon. It's called Canadian bacon, but it's like Australian style bacon. Hard to get here.
Middle bacon.
Got some English muffins. Now, they're not what you would expect out of English muffins. They're kind of like, I would say they're about that thick each. I know no one else could see that except you two, but it's sort of like
2 inches, couple of inches.
Yeah, a couple of inches thick. Which you know, I was like, oh, okay. Look
big
really
English
good.
Muffin, yeah.
Only 4 of them in a pack. How much do you reckon?
What would I pay for 4 English muffins from a fancy place? I wouldn't spend more than $11.95.
It was Australian. $6.75 US.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say.
That's
fine.
A little expensive though. Okay.
Expensive, obviously. You pay like what, $3 for English muffins in Australia? Like,
yeah, and you get a pack of 6. The hot bar, like the prepared food bar, looks amazing. I wanted to go. There's a couple of viral smoothies. I think there's a Miranda Kerr smoothie and a Hailey Bieber smoothie. I thought about getting them, but they were $20 a smoothie. So I thought, nope.
$20.
$20 a smoothie. Anyway, so I got the bacon. I got the English muffins. I think it was about $20 for the two things.
Did you make there's more. Go, go, go.
And I wandered home and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do like a homemade bacon and egg McMuffin kind of thing.
Love that. Love that.
So I cooked up an egg, bacon, a bit of barbecue sauce.
Cheese.
Toasted the English muffin. And it was really, really, really good. And now I'm not sure what to do because those two ingredients are like $20 for two things.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm ruined. I don't want to have I don't want to have a bacon and egg McMuffin that doesn't have $7 English muffins and $12 bacon. So I don't
know
what to do.
It's your special. That's going to be your. So sometimes on weekends, I decide I'm going to get breakfast stuff, right? Mm. And that's the special because I'm just a bit. Shane's not a big breakfast eater, so like, I don't often bother doing like a big cook up. I'll usually do on the weekends. I'll treat myself to some boiled eggs with dippy soldiers. That's one of my favorites on the weekend. Or maybe I'll get us a couple of cheese and bacon rolls from the bakery. But my treat, if I decide on a Friday I'm feeling fancy, I'll get bacon, I'll get mushrooms, I'll get some baked beans, like, and I'll just do up a breakfast. Maybe the Irwan bacon and English muffins is your special weekend breakfast.
Oh, I think it's going to have to be. I can't have it every bloody day or every week, can I?
No, you can't. It's the worst thing. You go to a bougie place and you treat yourself that one time and then you go, fuck, it is really much better on this side, isn't it? Like, this is way better than going to Trader Joe's.
That's why I don't ever want to fly business class because I know that it will ruin me.
Oi, legit, like I checked on my – we flew with Qatar and I checked the app before we were flying back. On the way there, I checked the app before we left. It was going to cost us $16,000 to upgrade our flight. Geez. Obviously, didn't even consider it because I don't have $16,000. Yeah, I know. To upgrade that, we had the economy seats. That was to upgrade our flights.
Oh, my God.
It's two flights, so it's Sydney to Doha, Doha to London. So, you know, it's not just the one. Still, on the way back – when I checked the app 2 days before we were going to the airport, it said $1,800 to upgrade both of our flights. Only Doha to Madrid, though, so not the long 15-hour flight from Doha to Sydney. I was so tempted, but I chose the Apple Watch instead. And do you know what? In the end, on that flight, we had a seat between us, so we ended up lucking out. Although, you know what? Even having that extra seat, I couldn't sleep for more than 2 hours. 2 hours was the most I got. I don't know how people do it. Drugs. It must be sleeping pills. I just can't. But business, oh, my God. Walking past the business suites when you finish your flight or on the way in.
They force you to walk past, don't they?
It's horrific. Honestly, like, it actually makes me feel sick to think about. I'll be very glad not to see another plane for a while because, you know, when, like, you're leading up to a holiday, this is what I do at least. I see a plane overhead and I get excited. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on a plane soon. Yay, plane food and going on a holiday and going on an adventure. And then when I get back and I see planes, I like literally shudder remembering the recent experience I had. And this is more like, yeah, flying 4 hours is fine. Flying even 6 to 8 hours is okay. Anything 9+ where you're losing sleep.
Oh, yeah.
But traveling for 25 hours straight and spending most of that time on planes, like, oh my God, the thought of a plane actually makes me break out in hives. Like, I can't think of anything worse. But yeah, no, you're fucked now because you've gone to Irwan and you've ruined it.
Yeah. And you know, I got to the front of the counter and this is the kind of place that Irwan is. I got to the front of the counter. Firstly, they have a whole, like beauty section and stuff, and they have like, you know, CBD stuff, immunity elixirs and things like that. And they have fancy soaps that are $25 for a thing of soap. Anyway, I get to the front and they have these Irwan tote bags. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. And there's ones that have
I'm
going
to buy one so everyone knows I went to Irwan and bought something.
And I'm like, that's kind of cute. That's kind of cool. I was like, if it's like $30, like that's an expensive tote, but like, that's kind of cool, right? And I was like, so I go up there and they're like, would you like a bag? And I was like, actually, I mean, I'm looking at the thing and then I'm like, this is pretty cool. And I turn the tag around for the price and I was like, oh, no, I'll just take a paper bag. It was $130.
What? Just a calico, like, tote bag.
For a calico,
like,
tote bag.
What? How big was it?
I don't think it's about,
I mean,
the
it's
size.
Bigger than your standard Coles sort of canvas bag thing. But not huge.
That is horrific. Oh, that is horrific. That is capitalism at its worst. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who buys that?
Oh, my God. That is the question. Can we help you? Who buys Erwan tote bags?
And then she was like, would you like to buy a membership? And I was like, oh, what do you get in the membership? And she's like, well, you get 10% off your purchases and you get a free drink every month. And I was like, oh, okay.
A free drink every month.
She's like, it's $200 for the year. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. Oh, I'm all right. I don't need the membership.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, I think Costco membership in Australia is like 60, 80. Someone correct me if they know the answer.
I thought it was 50, but that was a few years ago. So it definitely, around that price.
Yeah, I've never bought one, but my mother-in-law is a Costco fan and I'm pretty sure I heard the word 60, but I'm not sure. Even that, I'm like, oh, $60 to pay to go shop somewhere.
At least Costco gets you access to the cheap things. It's like $60, but you're probably going to make that back in your first one or two
shops.
Nothing
there is cheap. It's just big. So
yeah,
you go less.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yeah, Costco's not cheap.
I thought it was supposed to be cheap.
No, Costco's not cheap. Costco's not like expensive particularly, but it's not cheap. Like, it's
Costco
just...
is cheap compared, like, considering how much you get. But there's only so many things you need in bulk.
Seriously,
I don't need those 2 kilo boxes of they're called 2 bite brownies. Oh my God, they're incredible. But I don't need them.
Do you know what's really good at Costco? I don't remember why I had it. I can't remember who. Maybe it was a friend of mine whose parents went and they got pre-made Thai curry. So it was like Costco in the Kirkland, black container with the clear plastic thing on top. It was fucking delicious. It was legitimately good. Oh, no, I was walking through and they gave me a sample. It was yummy. It was really good curry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they've got really good food. Like the thing that my family started doing, and I've gone to like a lot of kind of birthday parties and stuff where you just go to Costco and you buy all of these trays of like chicken wings and like mini sliders and stuff. And like it's great for shopping for a party. Not for every day though.
No. It did work for Shane's family because at one point there were – 8, it might have even gotten up to 9 adults living in that house.
Oh wow.
Shane's mum would go to Costco and no joke spend $1,000 on groceries, but we would be set for a month. Like there'd just be so much food. And it was the best when she'd get back from Costco. We'd all be so excited. We'd run down and be like, oh my God, what'd you get from Costco? And she'd get fun stuff. She'd get the muffins and she'd get, you know, the boys liked the chili, the canned chili. So she'd get slabs of canned chili. Costco's great, not sponsored.
God, I thought I was bad getting 5 packs of toilet paper from the shop the other day.
Oh, it's not COVID, mate. Come on.
I know, but you know what? It's my favourite brand of toilet paper. They're not selling it on the shelves anymore.
You would have a favourite brand of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
So the only way I could get it, I went on the app and it said not available in store, but you can get it shipped. And I thought, I'll just get it shipped, but it said minimum order, $35. So I had to buy 5 packs to get free shipping.
I wouldn't even have room in my house for 5 packets. I'm guessing it was what, like 18 rolls, 12 rolls, 18 rolls?
They're 12 rolls per pack. So I think we've got 60 rolls.
I would not have room in my house. There's nowhere I could put that. We've currently got our suitcases sitting in the hallway because we've got nowhere to put them.
I've laid them out in our walk-in underneath all of our clothes. So.
Oh, God.
That's going to be annoying when you forget to replace it. You're going to have to figure something out with that. Make sure that you don't run into problems down the track.
Okay.
Friendly advice. We keep ours under the bed because there's literally nowhere else for it.
Our bed's an ensemble, so we can't even hide stuff under our bed. Although I have been hiding stuff.
What's an ensemble?
Oh, is that not what it's called? What's the one called when it's just a base?
Isn't a base?
Oh, it's just like a solid base.
Sorry, I don't know. I think when I bought it, it was called an ensemble or something, so I just thought it was an ensemble.
Isn't an ensemble like a cast of people?
No, I'm sure.
I would think that'd be cool if you get a cast of people to just hold up your mattress and then you sleep on it. That'd be awesome.
that's a whole new kind of rich. I've googled ensemble beds, and yeah, that's what it's called.
Right?
Never heard of it. Fair enough. Yep, that's what it's called.
Ensemble. Oh, I didn't know that was weird. I thought everyone knew about that.
No, apparently they do.
Well, congratulations on your Erewhon shop.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, you're gonna have to limit yourself, mate. Only special breakfasts from Erewhon.
Can someone donate to our podcast or sponsor us so I can afford to shop at Erewhon, please?
All right, you better give them a link.
Hey, should we get to a question?
Yes, sir.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, I've got a question here from Ronnie, and they write, they're a long-time listener and they're finally paying their listener tax. Sorry for the wait. It's all right,
thank
Ronnie.
You,
we
Ronnie.
We won't fine you this time. Since
so this counts as last year's tax, so you're actually still a year overdue.
Yeah, so you still got to pay for...
So yeah, if you could, thank you for the question, but yeah, you really need to get back on it.
And you owe us interest for being so overdue.
Oh, okay, calm down. Ronnie writes... that their question is in regards to a family breakdown they had over the last 2 years, resulting in a no-contact relationship with one family member and almost no contact with my grandparent as well. Okay, heavy one, guys. Strap in. Since the incident, my grandparent has rarely spoken to me or my mum. I'm happy to be no contact with my family member as I feel I've gotten rid of a toxic person that I don't need in life. But I'm struggling with my grandparent as they have been such a big part of my life. Since the incident, they haven't messaged, and when I am on a call with them, they tried to convince me that my family member was the victim in it all. So my question is, should I be the good granddaughter and keep in contact with my grandmother, even though I despise how she has treated me and my mum, or accept that we will never agree on the past and move on with life without her? Thanks for your advice and the podcast. I know you guys talk down about it, but listening to you guys chat about random stuff has really helped me through some hard times. Aw, thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie. And hey, we don't talk down about it anymore because we know we put together a fabulous podcast.
It is fabulous, and you wouldn't listen to it if it wasn't. So thanks.
World class.
Well, shut up, Franco. I heard the sarcasm in that.
No sarcasm. Carry on.
Well, people around the world listen to it, so I guess it's world class.
Exactly.
Sorry you're going through that, Ronnie. That sucks. And I guess, you know, Ronnie's ultimate question is, do they keep trying to have this relationship with their grandparent? Honestly, like, I count myself really, really lucky, touch wood, that I just have never had to deal with really nasty family drama. Like, just never. Like, not even – and, you know, that doesn't mean I can't in the future. But up until this point, I've been really lucky – that I've got a really small family as well. I think maybe that helps a little bit. Like, you know, you don't have as many opinions flying around when shit goes down. Mm. So, you know, so I can't say I have been through something like you're going through, Ronnie.
And you have no siblings to fight over the inheritance with, you know, so that makes it easy for you.
I get it all, baby. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Do you try and maintain a relationship with someone who clearly, it sounds like, Ronnie's grandparent is kind of siding with the other family member that Ronnie's got no contact with but hasn't really cut Ronnie off?
It's a really tricky one, especially I think if it's a grandparent because, I mean, your grandparent has a lot of history with the family, obviously, because they're a lot older. And also because they're old, they probably maybe don't have a heap of time left. But at the same time, like, do you want to spend their time left, like, gritting your teeth and just grinning and bearing it? Like, probably not. But also, like, when they go, you're going to be like, gee, I'm glad I didn't speak to them for the past 5 years.
Yeah, and so, I think that's the thing. It's like you always come down to, like, at the end of the day, like, what is your overriding feeling going to be? And are you going to – you're not going to feel good unless they've done something horrible, right? I'm – all for like cutting toxic people out of your life if they're no good for you. And I guess, Ronnie, you know, you don't go into a lot of detail about what happened and, you know, so it's kind of hard. It's hard to form an opinion without that context. And that's fine. You didn't have to give that to us or anything. I just mean, to me, like if someone's really just that yucky and toxic, it's better to cut them out because you don't have to deal with it. And if they're making you feel like shit, then what's the point? And I think Ronnie kind of makes the point that it's not about like saying to them, I'm cutting you off and I'm never speaking to you again, but do they keep trying to have a relationship? It's not about a final like one and done where you have this big fight and conflict and then they know it's over and you know it's over. It's more about just kind of relinquishing any sort of hope that things might get better and just kind of being like, you know what, I'm just going to move on with my life without worrying about that. And I don't know, Ronnie, that might be the better option to go if it's only bringing you pain and frustration. It's affecting your life perhaps more than just kind of letting it go would.
Yeah. I mean, is there a way that you can move past this somehow? I mean, without knowing what it is, I mean, if it's something really bad, then maybe you can't move past it. Maybe you have to just, you know, stop trying and let whatever happens, happens, whatever will be, will be. As Tamin Sersok says, you know.
Who? Tamin Sersok.
Tamin Sersok.
Oh, my God. She's on Bold and the Beautiful now. Or Passions. Yeah, or one of those ones. Right. Do you don't know who Tamin Sersok is, Franco?
I've never heard that quote attributed to someone. What will be had a song. Pretty.
Yeah, she had a short-lived music career. Exactly.
Now it makes sense. I'm looking at the movies that she's been in, and this is just Jack's all
former,
over.
She was a former Home and Away. Home and Away.
Yeah, she was in Home and Away. She was in Hannah Montana. Of course, Jax knows that. She was in Aquamarine. She was in a movie called Spectacular, which looks like it has the Jonas Brothers in it, or like
Jax should know that one. Jax is a big Jonas Brothers.
It's a Nickelodeon movie of some sort. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, we digress.
Whatever will be, will be. And you know, maybe that's just for the best.
The Tamin Sersok. Sorry, carry on.
Maybe we should get Tamin on the show.
Shut up.
Not doing anything else. Anyway,
oh my God.
You know, is there a way you can get, like, move past it? Depending on what it is, obviously, maybe you can't, but is there a way that you can just sort of, like, kind of, all right, that's happened. Let's just move past it and start on this new chapter in our relationship together. Obviously, if you still want to go no contact with the person that you're going no contact with, totally fine. But maybe for the sake of your grandmother and the fact that she's probably old and doesn't have 20 years on this, mortal coil to last, and that maybe you don't want her last years to be spent, you know, angry at her, and maybe she doesn't have the time, you know, because often families go through things and then in 15 years' time they get back together because someone dies and then everyone goes, why were we bloody angry at each other?
Yeah,
why haven't we
so
spoken
true.
For 15 years? And everyone's like, I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, Ronnie, I don't know how, like, you know, open your grandmother is to both. You know, the thing with old people is that I feel like you can't talk to them like you talk to – maybe that's silly of me to think. But I mean, like, and I don't mean talk to them like they're not coherent. I mean – their worldview is often very different. I know that I won't have certain conversations with my grandparents because it would just not end well because they have a very, very different worldview to mine. So I wonder if there's a way you can have a conversation with your grandmother where you go, look, where you both acknowledge something has happened where there's been a falling out with this one family member, but can you both agree to not talk about it? Like, can you sit down are you close enough with your grandmother to sit down and say, this has been really horrible. I hate that we've had this rift kind of driven between us over this incident and this person. Can we both agree that life is short, we love each other and we want to continue having a relationship? Can we both agree to not discuss that incident and that person so that we can keep having a relationship? You know, but that's the thing. Like I said, sometimes you can't have that conversation with certain types of people because it's just not feasible.
Yeah, and
so
I mean, certain types of people are going to be like, oh,
but it's your fault, you bloody did it. And they might judge you for something. And if that's the case, then maybe you just have to cut that out of your life. But
yeah,
I think that's a good idea, actually, Sasha. I think that being able to have that kind of mature conversation with your grandparents, and hopefully they're also mature enough to come at that, you know, in a good way.
Yeah.
It is a good rule, and I've kind of seen it work with some of my family that's you just agree not to talk about that one thing, and people seem to get along for the most part.
Yeah.
In my case, it's like a political thing. There are some members of like our American family that are may or may not idolize certain political figures.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah.
Not gonna name any names.
No names.
But if we don't talk about it, then it's fine.
Yeah, I do that with my family a lot. I have one particular part of my family. Actually, a lot of my family members are far more right leaning than I am, and I purposefully do not engage in those conversations with them because I love them. They're my family. They have been there for me my whole life, and they are good people. They just have very different political views to what I have, and it's not worth falling out over. And so I will, and if they start talking about it, I literally walk away. I do not engage.
Yeah, but isn't it fun sometimes to egg them on?
No, I don't like having those.
Well, that's how it usually goes. We've definitely had our fair share of egging on, and then you agree, hey, maybe let's not.
Let's
maybe
stop.
Maybe I want to like you as a family member instead of keep doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It's different with people that I don't care about. But if it's someone that I love, I don't want to get into it with them because I don't want to ruin our friendship, our relationship. I want to stay close to them. So I just choose not to engage in those conversations. And, you know, sometimes I like feel bad. I'm like, oh, but shouldn't I be going into bat for whatever group or issue it is that, you know, they're so vehemently opposed to or whatever? I'm like, oh, am I a bad or, you know, not a great ally or, you know, person to stand up for climate change or whatever to try and enact change because I'm not willing to have those conversations. But also I just think sometimes for peace, for can't we all just get along? Do you know what I mean? Like that's the end of the day. Yeah. Don't we all just want to get along? And if we don't need to have that, what am I going to, I'm not going to change their mind. They're fucking 75 years old and believe a certain thing. There's nothing I can do to change their mind. So I am going to keep viewing them as a great person and just not go there. If there's someone I think I could potentially change their mind, I might have the discussion with them. But when it's an older family member, I just don't engage.
Yeah. At a certain point, it's just much easier to avoid it completely.
Yeah. So obviously Ronnie's situation is a little bit different from just a political disagreement. It's obviously something that's happened.
Yeah. And I think that the only difference could be that they just need to outwardly agree to not talk about it because obviously it might be something that comes up a little more often than politics or something like that. It's something that is a bit of an elephant in the room, but if you agree not to talk about it, then at least you've got, you know, a shot at a relationship.
Yeah. So I guess maybe that's the advice, Ronnie, is see if you can have a mature one-on-one conversation with your grandparent. Maybe don't involve your mum because it sounds like your mum's involved as well. Just you two, like let it be just something that you go to her about and try and come to some sort of resolution so that you guys can continue having a relationship. Because I do think it's one of those things that unless they've done something horrible to you themselves, if they pass away, you're not going to feel good about the fact you didn't talk to them for the last 5-10 years of their lives. You're going to feel shit about it. So, you know, maybe try every avenue before you kind of completely give up.
Lovely. And as always, Ronnie, let us know how you go.
Now, before you do the outro, Sash, you might remember last week or last episode we were just chatting about AI.
And always.
In between our records, Jack sent me a little sample of your voice for me to run through the machine to see how it sounds. And I haven't heard this because you might have heard I was a bit quiet before I was doing it during the episode because I'm very unprepared. So I haven't heard this, but I am aware of a bug at the moment.
Uh-oh.
That...
Right.
Okay, so just clarifying, this is a website or an app or something that will take someone's voice and they've said different words, but you can type in something that you want this voice to say and it'll make you say that thing or whoever the voice.
Yeah, yeah. So I've written in like a very lovely little tribute slash outro for the show.
As long as you haven't made me say something defamatory or rude.
Nothing defamatory, nothing rude, only nice things. You'll see. Okay. But the problem is at the moment, and I haven't heard this, so I can't confirm, but I'm pretty sure that with longer, as in like longer than 10 seconds recordings, it takes Australian voices and it slowly turns them more and more American. So let's just see how this sounds.
Okay. I hope
you go. Okay, here we go.
All right. Before we wrap up, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge my incredible co-host, Franco. Your insights, humour and dedication light up every episode, and I truly feel lucky to be on this journey with you. To all our listeners, don't forget to stay connected with us on socials at Can We Help You Podcast and check out our website at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Until next time, keep those questions coming and know that Franco and I are always here to help.
Okay.
I don't think that really sounded that much like me. I could hear the cadence a little bit.
You sounded a bit like a school teacher.
Yeah. I feel like I sounded like a, I don't know. That didn't really sound like me, did it?
Almost got a bit of Virginia Gay or something about you there.
Oh, yeah. And then the weird American thing at the end. That was terrifying. Yeah.
You just slowly turn more and more American. Look, this is something I use this for work, and usually the way you use it is you hit play, you listen to it, you make adjustments, and then you go again. I didn't have the chance to do that because we were recording the podcast.
Sure.
It's not as great as it could be.
Franco, can I send you all of us, all of our voices, and then we can like compare them next week, see who's the closest?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. Do you guys think that sounded like me?
Not really. It sounded like it could be your sister.
At the start, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Like the pacing was really weird though.
You just
paused after random words.
If you had
a sister who was a grade 4 teacher, I reckon that would be her.
What would her name be? Can we give her a name?
Sally.
Sally? Oh, okay.
Sally. Sarah? Sarah and Sasha?
No, Sasha's, I feel like you need like something a bit more like... Sasha's not like a typical name, so I feel like it needs to be something like Ava or like Cynthia. Or
Cynthia?
Oh, ooh, Sasha and Cynthia.
Sorry. Crumpet just licked my foot and I haven't seen him for like... half an hour and it scared.
Was it Crumpet or was it Shane?
It was definitely Crumpet.
Oh, okay. No, Sash needs to go.
He's telling me. Oh, stop it, you two. That is enough. Let's get out of here.
If you have any questions, please send them through to at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. And hey, you can check us out on TikTok occasionally. There's a couple of videos there.
God. Yeah, there will be. And then it's only because we were away for a month, so Jax wasn't recording. So he's probably like, oh, I can do this during our normal record time. Yeah, please send us your questions. Pay your listener taxes. Ronnie's, thank you. Thank you to the Ronnie who starred in today's episode. And we look forward to welcoming the next Ronnie to star in next episode.
Oh, that end of that sentence sounded like the AI thing.
Sounded like Cynthia.
It did. So you see where it gets it from. Yeah.
Okay.
Cynthia. All right. Okay, all right. Have a good few days. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.